Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
Welcome back to Wetmore as we're getting set for our second match of the night. Centralia and Donovan West. Donovan West has already won tonight. They beat Wetmore in two sets, 25-15 and 25-11. And now Donovan West will get Centralia in what we expect to be our most competitive match of the night here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Welcome back to the broadcast. Alongside Brandon Tadman, I am Johnny Kane. Kurt Kilman, our man, running the ship back at the studios. Well, Brandon, Donovan West was dominant in their opening match of the night. We don't expect that here tonight is Centralia, one of the more storied programs in the entire state, off to a 6-2 start here of the season. We expect to be a very, very competitive match throughout.
Yeah, they've already got a few more extra matches under their belt, which, look at it from either side, you could say maybe that's a good thing, maybe that's a bad thing when you compare it to Donovan West, who's played less than half the matches. So, but I like where Donovan West is at, the momentum they're going to carry over with what they were able to put together in that sweep over Wetmore. Again, it was strategic. It was well-placed. It was teamwork across the board. And when you're looking at a team across the net like Centralia, again, you mentioned the history behind that program and how good they are this year. I think carrying that momentum into this one, you're getting Centralia fresh and into their first match as well. So I think it plays well for both sides. And like you said, probably the most balanced and best matchup we may see here this evening.
Centralia again 6-2 overall. They took second in the Waubunsee Invitational just a couple of weekends ago. In TVO play, they are 2-1. They fell to Hanover in three sets, but beat Troy and Blue Valley last week. And Donovan West, as mentioned, 3-0 now on the season after they win earlier, and they are 3-0 in TVO play. Centralia in their black uniforms, tops and bottoms with orange numerals trimmed in white. Centralia above the numbers on the chest. They will be on the far side. On the near side, Donovan West in their navy blue tops and bottoms with white numerals and orange trim. And so with that, we are set to go. You will see some high flyers from Centralia if you've never watched Centralia play volleyball this season. They have got a ton of athletes and good size as well. So, Donovan West will have the opening serve. This will be Kyra Johnson to get us underway. We'll serve it from the near side to the far side. Johnson, the junior, gets us underway. Handled on the back line by Reagan Becker. Now set up and tapped across by Kyra Bergman. Now set across by Smith. Drop back and Smith tries to punch one home, but Centralia is there. Here's Avery Dieters with a kill attempt, but Kyra Johnson's there. Now Melinda Westside from the back row will try to hit it over, but she gets it too long, and that'll be a point for Centralia. This will be Avery Dieters, the senior for Centralia, who will serve now from the far side of the near side. Back left corner serves to the middle of the floor. Tegan Reno pops it up. Now it's mishit, and it'll be another point for Centralia. It's all good hard serve by Avery Dieters. She's the most experienced player on this Panther team. Now she'll serve with the Panthers leading 2-0. Standing right hand overhand serve handled by Reno on the back line. Tapped across by Kyra Johnson and now it's missed hit by Centralia. Donovan West will get their opening point of the match. So a smart heads up play by Kyra Johnson to steal that point as they'll bring up Claire Cole now will serve. Cole, a good serve handled by Owen Dieters, the freshman for Centralia on the back line. Reagan Becker sends it across. Claire Cole is there. Now set up for Avery Weathersby. Her kill attempt is handled. Dieters sets it up for Bergman. She'll send it across, but Smith is right there for Donovan West. Now set up for Jaden Taylor, but Owen Dieters is there. Now set up for Reagan Becker on the front left corner, and her kill attempt is handled by Claire Cole. Set up at the net for Weathersby. She'll send it across. Now here's Flinty. A set up at the net. They're going to be a point called for Donovan West, as I think a Centralia player went underneath the net. So that'll tie us up at two.
Two of the first four rallies we've seen were really longer, more competitive rallies than we saw in that entire first matchup between Wetmore and Donovan West.
Flinty sets the ball up at the net for Becker. Her kill attempt is handled by Westside. Now Westside with a kill attempt for the back line, but Avery Dieters is there to handle it. Now ball set up, tapped across, and Centralia is still with it.
Cedars. Set back across. Now Donovan West with it. There's a kill attempt by James Taylor. Punches it home, but somehow Centralia saves it. Now here's Weathersby with a kill attempt. This time it's going to be handled again by Dieters into the net, and Donovan West will take it. It's too hot to handle from Weathersby. Dieters did a great job of trying to get there. That long rally will go to Donovan West, who takes their first lead of the match at 3-2.
Now, you mentioned that dig by Dieters. That was almost incredible, keeping that one alive, but just such a hard one to get back over. D. West able to get the point. Another good serve by Cole. Now the ball is sent across by Centralia's Jaden Wells. There's Cole, a kill attempt from the back line, but Flinty's right there. Here's Becker with a kill attempt through the block in down. Ties us up to 3, Reagan. Becker has her first kill of the match. This is Lena Haverkamp, who will serve. Set up at the net for Taylor. Donovan West is blocked. Here's Weathersby. Sits it to the far side for Smith. She hits it off the top of the net. But Haverkamp is there. Flinty sets it up for Becker. She just taps the ball over. Sent right back by Johnson, and now Centralia with it. Here's Wells. Right there for Donovan West is Westine. Now Weathersby taps the ball over, but again, right there is Centralia. Here's a setup attempt for Becker. Hits it over the block, but Centralia still with it. Becker, again, another kill attempt. This time it's blocked, and they go out of play. And Centralia will get the point in the kill for Reagan Becker.
Well, the difference we've seen compared to Donovan West, Wetmore, to what we're seeing now with Centralia and Donovan West is, with this matchup, both these teams are really having to fight hard to earn these points. These rallies have been rather lengthy. Haverkamp again serving for Centralia. Now Weathersby, a kill attempt that's going to go off the ceiling and go down for a kill. Weathersby looks like she's picked up her power a little bit in this second match. We saw her do well in the first match. She's got a couple of kills already in this second. 4-4 our score. This is Jaden Taylor now to serve. Avery Dieters handles it for Centralia. Here's Wells. Gets it over the block, but right there is Taylor. Set up for Weathersby. She'll just tap it over, but right there is Flinty. Now set up for Becker. Through the block, it's down. Another kill for Regan Becker. And it makes it 5-4 Centralia. This will be Jaden Wells, the junior, who will drop back to serve for the Panthers. Standing overhead serve, handled by Reno. Now set up, and Weathersby will send it across the back right corner. Flinty handles that. Here's Haverkamp in the middle. Sets it up for Bergman, who hits it off the block. Somehow Donovan West saves it, and it's sent across, but it's going to be 4 hits. Centralia will take the point, and they'll take a 6-4 advantage. This is their biggest lead of this opening set. Wells again to serve, handled by Taylor in the back right corner, but nobody's there for Donovan West. It falls down for another point, and it's 7-4, and Coach Keller wants a timeout. 7-4 is the lead for Centralia, first timeout of the match. We'll take the break. We'll come back with Centralia up 7-4 in set number one on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College, check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, Centralia gets another point as Donovan West again has a missed hit. That's 4 consecutive rattled off by the Panthers, who now lead 8-4. Jane Wells continues to serve for the Panthers from the far side of the near side. Standing overhand serve is going to go long. Good job by Claire Cole to recognize that right away and let it roll. That makes it an 8-5 lead for Centralia. This will be Sydney Smith of Donovan West who will serve now. Colin Dieters, the freshman, handles it. Set up for Becker. She hits it over the block and off the face of Claire Cole for another kill. Reagan Becker on fire here in the opening set. If someone wants to say volleyball is not a physical sport, I would correct them very quickly because Cole took that one right off the side of the face and appears to be just fine. But that was a hard struck ball for Centralia to get that point. This is Reagan Becker now serving. Ball tapped across by Johnson and a good heads up play by Johnson. She steals the point for Donovan West as nobody was in the back left corner for Centralia. The 9-6 our score, Centralia leads. We're in set number one of our second match of the night. This is Avery Weathersby now to serve. Loading serve handled by Owen Dieters. Set up for Avery Dieters right at the net, but she can't hit it. It's up against the net, and that'll be a point for Donovan West. So Weathersby will continue to serve. Standing right-handed serve is going to go long. 10-7, Centralia leads. We'll have a quick substitution as for the first time we'll see Caitlin Olson, a senior, come into the match for the Panthers to replace Kyra Bergman, the junior. This is Abby Flinty serving for Centralia. Sydney Smith in the back line handles it. Set for the front left corner for Claire Cole, but there was nothing she could do with it as she put it off the side of the antenna. And so that'll make it 11-7 in favor of Centralia. Lindsay continues to serve. Smith is there. Set up by Johnson. Here's a kill attempt by Cole, but it's handled by Centralia. And that'll go off the back wall. And Donovan West will get the point. Cole will get the kill and make it 11-8. Jane Taylor back into the match for Donovan West. Here's this Milena Westside to serve. The back right corner handled by Owen Dieters. Set up for Avery in the front right corner, and she hits it long. A couple of quick points rattled off by Donovan West. They pulled back to within two. It's 11-9, Centralia. Elena Weststein will serve. The left corner sends it to the back left corner of Sports Centralia. Haverkamp sets it up for Olsen, but I don't think the ball ever got across the net, so that'll be officially two hits called on Olsen. And that'll make it 11-10. So after trailing by four, now trailing by just one is Donovan West. Weststein, another good serve. This one actually is going to go just long. Trying to put it on that back corner. But a good job by Centralia to let that roll. And it's now 12-10. This is Dieters, the freshman. Gets it across. Johnson sets it up for Taylor. She gets it over the block, but Dieters is right there. Set up for Jaden Wells, who just has to tap it over. Now Taylor. Here's Johnson. She'll hit it wide left. 13-10 Centralia. We're here in set number one of this match. And now our referee going to go to the scores table and have a quick word once to make everything is correct. I say it is, so we're good to go. So 13-10. Here's Dieters again to serve for Centralia. Smith set it up now for Cole and it's going to be handled by Becker. Now Dieters has to send a free ball across. And she'll now a free ball for Centralia. Ball set up by Flinty. Wells has to send it over. Cole to Johnson to Taylor. Off the block. Somehow Reno saves it. And now Cole tries to punch one down, but Centralia saves it. Here's Wells with a kill attempt. Weststein's right there, but they're going to call a lift. Centralia will steal the point, make it 14-10. Again, Owen Dieters, the freshman, will serve for the Panthers. Folding serve handled by Reno in the back middle. Tapped across and into the net, though, by Johnson. So four consecutive points rattled off for Centralia, who now leads 15-10. Weststein handles the serve. Set up now for Taylor in the middle. She's trying to punch it across, but she hammers it into the net. That'll make it 16-10, and Coach Keller might take another timeout, and she will. But Donovan West will take the timeout. They trail 16-10. Centralia with the lead here in set number one, and we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need help funding your passion? Whether it's traveling to exotic places, entertaining guests with your five-star culinary expertise, showcasing your interior design skills, or anything in between, a low-interest home equity line of credit for Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, is here to help. Visit bankbv.com/HELOC or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 16-10 is the lead for Centralia over at Donovan West. Owen Dieters, the freshman for the Panthers, will serve. Running right-handed jump serve is handed by Reno on the back line. Ball right up at the net. Here's a kill attempt by Cole. Centralia saves it. Now a back set. Kill attempt by Dieters, but it's blocked by Donovan West. Centralia still with it. Here's Wells with a try to kill attempt, but it's going to be hit across by Donovan West. They'll get the point. Makes it 16-11. This is now Kyra Johnson, who will serve for the Mustang. Handle on the back line. Haverkamp sets it up for Wells, who taps it across, and nobody's there for Donovan West. Johnson came flying over and tried to take it in front of Westine, who then dipped out of the way, and it fell through for a point for the Panthers, who lead 17-11. Avery Dieters now will serve from the back left corner. Standing right-handed serve, handled by Sydney Smith on the front left corner. Now here's Taylor to tap it across, but Centralia is there. Avery Dieters sets it up for Becker. She punches it off the block. It'll go out of play, or did it stay in? It did stay in. So that'll be a point for Donovan West and make it 17-12.
Well, Donovan West surely fired up after that point, trailing by five here, 17-12 down the home stretch. You need that kind of motivation and get up here to try to make that rally.
So this is Claire Cole to serve now for the Mustangs. Haverkamp sets it up at the net for Wells. Her kill attempt is blocked out of play, and Centralia will get the point and a kill for Jaden Wells. 18-12 our score. The Panthers, their biggest lead of this set so far. It's up to six. Westine handles the serve. Set up on the back line. Cole with a back line kill attempt. It's pancaked by Dieters, who saves it. Wells now sends a free ball across. Johnson to Smith. At the middle of the net to Taylor, who tries to punch it down, but Centralia is there again. Now back set to Sydney Smith to Donovan West, and she hits it in. She somehow got it in that back left corner. It pulls D. West back to within five. Our score. This is Jaden Taylor, who will serve. Back right corner, standing right-handed serve, handled in the middle by Avery Dieters. Haverkamp sets it up for Wells with a right-handed punch. It's handled by Taylor. Now set up in the front left corner. Weathersby sends it across, but Dieters is there to save it. Punched across by Becker. Donovan West with it. Johnson at the net for Westine. Shoots it off the block and down. Good job. Hit it on the left side of the arm of Becker, who was trying to block it. So two consecutive points for the Mustangs have them back to within four. Taylor again will serve. Any right-handed serve handled by Dieters. Set up at the net for Becker. He gets it through the block, but Centralia back with it. Here's Wells. Sends the ball over. Taylor. Johnson. Left front to Weathersby, and she punches it through. So a 3-0 spurt and four of the last five by Donovan West. As them within three. Taylor again to serve. We'll serve from the middle of the floor near the right side. Gets it across to the back left. Handled by Haverkamp. Set up now for Wells. She'll have it blocked by Weathersby, but Centralia right back there. Here's a ball for Becker. She'll send it across the block. Weathersby now will try to punch it across. The ball set at the net. Donovan West still with it. Taylor back to Weathersby. Tries the back corner, but it's there, and they're going to get a point for Donovan West as Centralia makes the error. And all of a sudden, it is 18-16. We mentioned how this is going to be a competitive match, and so far it's been that. Here's Taylor. Throws to the back left corner. Haverkamp's there. Now Wells a kill attempt, but right there is Johnson. Back set to Weathersby. It's actually going to go across. Centralia now has to just save it. Puts over by Becker, but right there is Johnson. Smith sets it up for Westine. Tries the back left corner, and it's out. Donovan West thought it was tipped. The referees say it was not.
So that'll be a point for Centralia and make it 19-16.
That's a big point for Centralia. Donovan West had gone on this little run to creep right back into it. When you're talking about coming down the home stretch, certainly every point's kind of a momentum swing. Jaden Wells now will serve. It's into the back right corner where it's handled by Cole. Now Taylor to Westside who punches it over. Avery Dieters is there. Here's a back set. A kill attempt by Reagan Becker, and it's down. Another kill for Reagan Becker. That's to be your fifth of this opening set.
That one.
And it makes it 20-16.
Yeah, with force, too. That one was tough to corral. About knee high. And just no chance of getting that one over.
Here's Jaden Wells now continuing to serve. This is handled by Taylor. Weathersby pops it up. It's going to go across. Becker tries to hit it, but Donovan West again is there. Now punched across by Weststein. Centralia with it. Here's a set for Becker, and she punches it home again. Back-to-back kill for Reagan Becker, and it's 21-16 Centralia. The Panthers lead, and Wells will serve again. Serves it to the near side where Taylor handles it. In the middle of the floor, it's Johnson. A kill attempt for Smith, and it's going to go out. 22-16. The Panthers now 3 points away from taking set one. Wells, another standing serve handled by Reno in the back line. Johnson, a Taylor from the back line, gets it down. Centralia's there. And Becker sends a free ball across. Taylor to Johnson. To the near, left side to Weathersby. She'll hit it through the block, but it's going to be a point for Donovan West. Centralia was underneath the net and went into the net. So that'll make it 22-17. Sydney Smith now serving for the Mustangs. Ball punched up. Here's Becker, a kill attempt. She hits it through the block and down. Didn't put a full punch force into it. Kind of hit a change up and got it through the block and down and make it 23-17 Centralia. Becker now will drop back to serve. Good hard serve handled by Taylor. Here's Johnson. Sits it up in the middle of the floor to Weststein. She'll punch it to the left side, but right there is Becker to handle it. Here's Avery Dieters, a free ball across. Johnson sits it up on the far left side to Weathersby, and she punches it home. Well, when Weathersby had a chance to wind up, she has been great here tonight. Reno out, Claire Cole back in the match for Donovan West. 23-18 Centralia. This will be a missed serve by Weathersby. It'll give a free point and a set point now to Centralia at 24-18. Abby Flinty will drop back to serve, the senior for the Panthers. One of the five seniors on this Panther squad. Handled by Reno. Ball right up in the net. Tapped around. It's going to be a point for Centralia, and that's the set. 25-18 the final. Centralia takes set number one. At least one set to nothing in the second match of the night. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back. Set number two on the way. The Centralia leading 1-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's back to school and back to routines. Your days are filled with errands and activities. Hi, this is Amy of Union State Bank of Everest. Even as you get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you happen to be. From paying online bills to making transfers, you can do it all. And with text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank, no matter how busy life gets. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. It's a month to double up with the September special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get two large single-topping pizzas for $25.99. Pick any of your two favorite toppings piled high on original Pizza Bakery crust. Then maybe add breadsticks, salad, or wings. Great food, great variety. And when you're in a hurry, the Pizza Bakery now has a hot case so you can grab and go all your favorite Pizza Bakery items. For call-in or carry-out, call 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery, open 7 days a week in downtown Horton.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Just about set for set number two of our second match of the night between Donovan West and Centralia. Johnny came back with you, Brandon Tadman alongside of me for killing our man back at the studios. Centralia wins set number one, 25-18. They lead the match 1-0. Johnny, there are multiple times in that first set between the two where Centralia kind of creaked out to a 3-4, 5-point advantage early on. Donovan West would get a few back, kept it close, and then we saw Centralia go on that deep run late to kind of really extend it out and then able to pull it out. Now you talk about, again, the history of the program for Centralia and the amount of seniors that they have and the experience. You certainly saw it. Donovan West, though, certainly very close to as talented. This is definitely one of the top matchups we're going to see in the CBL all season long, but Centralia, a late push to get the first set advantage. So Centralia will have the first serve in their black uniform from the far side of the near side. It'll be Avery Dieters who will get us started, and we are underway. Taking Reno handles in the back middle. Here's Jaden Taylor in the middle with a kill attempt, and it's down. So good start for Donovan West. And actually, yeah, they're going to say it was tipped. So at first I said it was Centralia point, but I do say it was tipped by Centralia, so it is going to be a point for the Mustangs. 1-0 our score. Here is Kyra Johnson, who serves. And Haverkamp sets it up for Reagan Becker. He gets it through the block, but Centralia back with it. Well, sends it across. Reno. Now Johnson sets it up for Cole, who just has to tap it over. Now Centralia with it. Here's Becker again, this time through the block, but Donovan West has it. Here's a kick from Cole. She just taps it over with the left hand. A lot of confusion, and now a missed hit by Owen Dieters of Centralia. We'll give Donovan West a 2-0 advantage. Kyra Johnson continues to serve. Dug out on the back corner. Now sent across by Centralia. Reno, Johnson, set up for Cole. She'll punch it into the net. So Centralia will have their first point of the set. 2-1, Donovan West. So it'll be Lena Haverkamp who will drop back to serve. Gets it to Reno in the middle. Johnson sets it up the net for Sydney Smith. They're going to say that Centralia was underneath the net. I take that back. Actually, I think it was Donovan West Johnson that was underneath the net. So Centralia gets the point, makes it 2-2. Reno handles the serve once again, and but she aces it across, and nobody was there for Centralia. I don't think Reno meant to do that, but nonetheless, it worked out. So Donovan West leads 3-2. Here's Claire Cole to serve for the Mustangs. All tapped around. Here's Jaden Wells. Donovan West is there to save it. Wettstein to Taylor. Sends it across, but right there, a good block by Plenty. Now a ball set up and a hammer down by Becker, but Donovan West is able to save it. Sent across by Johnson. Centralia back with it. Set up for Wells on the front left side. She'll punch it over. Smith saves it. And Donovan West again sends it back across. Great hustle by the Mustangs. Here's Becker, and she'll hit the kill down. That time she took advantage and just punched it through, and Becker got the kill to end the rally and tie it up at 3.
That might have been the most competitive set, or rally, I should say, between any of the three teams that we have seen up to this point, and the kill just putting an exclamation point on that Centralia point.
Here's a setup for Weathersby, saved in by Centralia, tapped around, and a free ball going to be across for Donovan West. Wettstein, and it's going to be tapped over by Johnson. Now Centralia with it. Becker will have to send another free ball across. Smith sets it up for Weathersby. She'll punch it over, but it's blocked. Now back. Taylor tries to punch it down, and she does. 4-3 lead for Donovan West as Taylor gets the kill. Now she will drop back to serve.
is tough for these two teams as well. It is hot and muggy in this gym. See both teams sweating, getting red in the face, putting it all on the line. And now a miss hit by Donovan West will give Centralia a point and tie it up at four. Did you see those hands? I want to know about that. You don't catch that. You're not allowed to be here.
We are in a we're on the floor here. We kind of got a different angle than last week at Sabetha, and we've caught a few close here at the table throughout the practices. That one really the first one in an actual match. Here's a kill attempt by Weathersby. It's blocked by Centralia, and then it goes off the side wiring of the net. And so that'll be a point for Centralia to make it 5-4. Now Reagan Becker will drop back to serve for the Panthers. Coach Keller not having a word with the on-the-floor referee. And now Becker's ready to go. A serve handled on the back line by Cole. Set up now for Weathersby. She'll try to punch one down, but it's long. That'll give Centralia a 6-4 lead. The Panthers already lead this match 25-18 in the set number one win, so leading it 1-0. And there's a left serve as Becker hammers one long. And that's at 6-5. So now here's Sydney Smith. She'll serve from the middle of the floor. Standing right-handed serve, handled by Owen Dieters in the front middle for Centralia. Now the right middle is punched down by Avery Dieters. She's one of the hardest hitters in the entire state. When she winds up and throws her hand through, he packs a punch and gets the kill to make it 7-5 Centralia. Ira Bergman back out. Caitlin Olson to end for the Panthers, who lead by two. This is Abby Flinty, and she serves long. So back-to-back let service for Centralia. Let's keep it Donovan West in it. This is Avery Weathersby now who will serve. Good one handled by Avery Dieters. Set up for Olson, who's got to tap it over. Sydney Smith is there. Now Cole hits it into the antenna on the left side, and it'll fall down side of Donovan West and make it 8-6. This is Owen Dieters, the freshman, serving now for Centralia. Smith is there. Here's a kill attempt by Wetstein, but she hits it off the side of her hand and out of play to the right side. So Centralia now leads by 3-9-6. Again, this is Dieters who will serve. Held by Smith in the back middle. Set up at the net for Cole. And Centralia is there to save it. Now here's a kill attempt by Avery Dieters, but Tegan Reno's there. Johnson now a free ball across. Haberkamp, Flinty. Here's Wells. Weathersby sends it right back. Wells punches it up. Set right back for Wells. Here's a right-hand kill attempt, but again, Weathersby right there. Tapped across, but Dieters is there for Centralia. Now set up for Avery. A right-hand kill is through the block and down. 10-6 Centralia now leads by four. This is their biggest advantage here of this set. Here's another good serve. This time it's handled by Weathersby. Tapped across by Johnson, but they're going to call a lift on Kyra Johnson, and that'll give Centralia the point. And that'll make it 11-6. And Coach Keller is going to take a timeout. We'll take this break. It's 11-6. Centralia leads the set and the match. 1-0. 11-6 Centralia when we come back on FM 103.9 KNZA.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, located on the square in downtown Holton or on Highway 75 next to the 7-Eleven. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, 11-6 Centralia lead, leading the match 1-0. The Panthers will have the serve. It'll be the freshman Dieters who continues to serve it across. Handled by Smith.
Johnson sets it up for Weathersby on the back right corner. And it's going to go down just in front of Becker, who didn't quite get there in time. So Jonathan West will get the point, and it's now 11-7. Wettstein now will serve. It's to the back right side. Becker handles it. Set up by Haverkamp. Kill attempt by Dieters. It finds the back left corner and the line and down. Another kill for Avery Dieters in the lead up to 5. Dagan Reno back into the match for Wettstein. This time it'll be Avery Dieters who will serve the senior. Needle in the back middle by Weathersby. Set up at the net. Johnson will tap it across. There's Flinty set up now and sent over by Haverkamp. Weathersby, Reno, she has to send a free ball across. Flinty, Haverkamp, set up for Becker. Her kill attempt is going to go off the block and out of play. And so Becker will get another kill and make it 13-7 in favor of the Panthers.
Now we're starting to see here in this second set between the two, kind of what Donovan West did to Wetmore, just execution, strategy, bump set spike, getting those points. Here's a kill attempt by Jaden Taylor, but it's blocked by Becker. Now sent back across by Johnson. Centralia with it. Haverkamp, the front left corner. A kill attempt by Wells is blocked, and it's going to go down and be 4 hits called on Centralia. So BUS will make it a 13-8 score. There's Kyra Johnson now for Donovan West. The back left corner, Avery Dieters sets it up. Now here's Wells. She tries to find the left sideline, but it is going to be out. So Donovan West trying to creep back into it, now down 13-9. Trellia with it. Here's Becker, a kill attempt, but Weathersby's right there. Johnson sets it up on the net for Taylor. She goes off the top of the net, but Haverkamp's there to save it. Here's Wells. Sends it over, and it's going to be missed. And that's a great placement by Jaden Wells. Notice nobody was in the front left corner for Donovan West. And gets the point to make it 14-9. Centralia looking to finish it off right here. Haverkamp to serve. Good one. It's going to hit the top of the net, though. It bounced back. It looked like it was just going to creep over, but instead it hung up on that top portion of the net and fell back on the side of Centralia for a let serve and a 14-10 score. And a let's serve right back as Cole hits it into the net. So 15-10, Centralia lead. Bergman back into the match for Centralia to replace Olsen. This is going to be Jaden Wells to serve. The back middle handled by Wettstein. Johnson sets up in the middle of the net for Taylor. She hits it through the block and down. Did a good job of just getting to her feet before the Centralia player could. Makes it a 15-11 score as Reno comes back in. This is Jaden Taylor who will serve. A standing right-handed serve handled by Becker on the front left. Haverkamp sets it back up for Becker. Right-handed punch off the top of the net and down. Makes it 16-11 in favor of the Panthers. This is Reagan Becker now who will serve. The back middle, Reno's there. Johnson sets it up for Weathersby, and she'll hit it out. 17-11, Donovan West trails. Becker, another good serve, but Weathersby's there. Johnson sets it up for Weathersby. This time she gets it down, but it's handled well by Haverkamp. It's there right back down by Wettstein, and she'll get the kill. Good job by Wettstein to be quick off the floor. Nobody there to block her. She just punched it down. Now Sydney Smith with DUS trailing 17-12. There's a missed hit by Owen Dieters, the freshman of Centralia. Jonathan West will get back-to-back points to make it 17-13. Smith again will serve from the middle of the floor. Standing right-handed serve handled by Avery Dieters in the front right corner. Set back up for Avery. She'll try a kill. Set off the top of the net, and it's going to go out of play. And it's going to be a point for Donovan West. I believe, actually, say they're going to say it was
hit into the block of Donovan West, and then it went out of play. So off of D. West, the point to Centralia, who leads 18-13. This is plenty to serve. Just got it over the net. Avery Dieters then punches it home. Reno put it right on top of the net, and Dieters knew what to do with it. She makes it 19-13, and now Centralia closing in on the match victory. 19-13 is the score. Plenty again will serve. Gets it across, handled by Smith. Johnson sets it up at the net for Weststein. It's through the block, but Donovan West is right there. Here's a back set that's going to go out of play by Weststein. That will make it 20-13 in front of the favor of the Panthers. Dagan Reno back into the match to replace Cole. Takes that back, replaces Taylor. Serve is handled by Cole. Set up now for Weathersby. Hits it over the block, and it's down. Gill for Avery Weathersby pulls Donovan West to within six. It's 20-14.
Yeah, does D. West have one more push in him as we're coming down the home stretch? Centralia has been pretty locked in this entire second match. Donovan West, though, still some time to claw back into it. Weathersby to serve. Dieters handles it. Averkamp sets it up for Avery Dieters, and she'll punch it over and down, and a point for Centralia. This is the biggest lead of this set so far. It's just at 19-12, and now it's 21-14. Tapped around, Centralia with it. Dieters sends it across. Weathersby there, sends it right back. Ball set up, here's Avery Dieters from the front left corner. Reno handles it. Ball right up at the net, tapped across, and it's going to be two hits called on Donovan West. So Centralia will get the point, and now 3 points away from winning the match. This will be Dieters, freshman, set up at the net. West dive through the block, but Centralia again is there. Popped over, tapped across by Wells, but Sydney Smith is there. Johnson to Cole, and it's going to go down right in front of Plenty. You just never saw that. And it makes it 22-15. Lana Wettstein now drops back to serve. Gets it across. Avery Dieters is there on the front left. Now set up for Dieters. She'll punch it off the side of the arm of Wettstein. That'll play. And another kill for Avery Dieters. 23-15. Centralia 2 points away.
That kill's hit so hard. I mean, the defender doesn't even have really any time to adjust to get an opportunity to put it back over, and it just sails off into the crowd.
Here's Avery Dieters serving. Weathersby in the back middle handles it. Set up for Cole in the front left. She gets it across, but right there is Centralia to save it. Ball right up at the net. Haverkamp sends it over. Taylor now a kill attempt, but again, Centralia saves it. Becker sets it up. Sends it over. Now Donovan West sets it up for Cole. Dieters is there for Centralia. Now set up for Becker. Hits it through the block, but again, Donovan West tries to save it, and they cannot. Good hustle by both sides, but Centralia is going to get the point, and now they will have a match point. 24-15. Centralia looking to finish off the match right here. This is Avery Dieters, who will serve from the far side of the near side. Standing right-handed serve handled by Smith. Johnson sets it up for Cole. Hits it with the right hand, but Dieters is there. Haverkamp sets it up for Becker. She lines up with the right hand, and she punches it in to finish off the match. What a fitting way. Reagan Becker was lights out all match long, and she ends it for Centralia. 25-15, the final of set number two, and Centralia wins the match 2-0, 25-18 and 25-15. With that, we reach the final. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll recap this match as Centralia wins it in two sets over Donovan West on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let us help you get your life back to normal with physical therapy from STARS. Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'm Mark Sudbeck. To remind you, we offer many ways to help you recover from surgery or an injury, and we have two locations, in Horton and in Hiawatha. At STARS, you'll find many of our therapists are from the area and have a genuine interest to provide you individualized attention for your recovery. So if you have pain, a sprain, or a strain, let STARS help you back to good health with locations in Horton and Hiawatha. Hiawatha.
Schedule your livestock processing in Anderson Meats in Troy. They're now scheduling appointments for January of 2022. Call them at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats at Troy, striving to give their customers top-notch service for meat processing. Janelle and Curtis, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, located south on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292. 785-985-2292.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, another two-setter. This time it goes to Centralia, as Centralia beats Donovan West 25-18, 25-15 to improve to 7-2 on the year. Donovan West takes the loss. They go 1-1 tonight here in Wetmore, and they are now 3-1 on the season, all of those matches in Twin Valley League play. Johnny came back with you, Brandon Tadman alongside of me, and Brandon, well, again, Centralia was just so crisp, so clean, and just the big hitters proved big here tonight.
Well, you saw it, and you're teaching me a little bit as I grow along here with the Twin Valley League in certain sports, and especially volleyball. You talk about the rich tradition again before the broadcast with Centralia, all the success they have had. You had mentioned things have been kind of down a little bit in their standards the last couple of years, but expecting a monster squad this year. And we saw the first set between Donovan West and Wetmore, how Donovan West was crisp, sharp, strategic, and then Centralia got on the floor in that next match against Donovan West, and it was Centralia who had that strategic look, that just dominant feel. And at times, Donovan West, you know, trailed 4 or 5 points here and there. They'd claw back in, but once you got about halfway plus through the match, it's really when Centralia turned it on, and they were really setting things up for each other and working as a team, and you can see how good Centralia is, and they'll get a chance to win this one here tonight if they can sweep this next one coming up against Wetmore. But it's been fun so far. Both these teams were very competitive, and obviously you see the talent and the skill level that Centralia has just across the board.
So now we get set for our final match of the night, Wetmore and Centralia. They'll just have a 10-minute break in between this one since both teams have already played here tonight. So with that, we are going to take a break. We'll come back in about 8 minutes or so to get you set for our final match of the evening. Centralia, though, beats Donovan West in two sets, 25-18 and 25-15. So with that, we'll take the break. We'll come back with the final match of the night, the MSC Sports Radio Network.